Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's.
What?
Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Hey, and I'm getting the feedback loop. I'm hearing myself come back to myself. I'm hearing myself coming back to myself. I still am hearing myself. I mean, I like myself. Don't get me wrong. But I don't need to hear me saying what I just said. There we go. Only one John Landecker is plenty. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Dan knows.
I could use three more, to be honest.
You know what I'm talking about, Dan, don't you?
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
It's just a technical thing. Just a technical thing. No big deal.
Oh, no,
deal.
Yeah, that drives you nuts.
No worries. No, but it can drive you nuts. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, 720 WGN, John Landecker, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Here we are. Got the Monday food fight with Dan. And the food fight tonight is between Popeye's Louisiana Chicken and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And Dan has taken the Popeye route, and I have decided to pick up a bucket of KFC and lick my fingers and see what I conclude. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
And in all transparency, I went out over the past couple of days and purchased some Popeyes and purchased some KFC, sat down, little side-by-side taste test. I'm telling you, they're both great.
Did you actually do it? You sat down and had them both together?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear more of this.
Well, it's not very complicated. You go to one store, you buy it. You go to the other store,
you buy it. And what did you think?
You go home and you put them on a plate and you eat them.
What did you think?
Well, actually, I did still come down on the Kentucky Fried side.
Because, you went KFC side better.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's got something to do with nostalgia, quite frankly. You know, because I've been eating KFC for, good God, I don't know how long. And, you know, I don't know if you're old enough, Dan, to have had something that you really loved when you were a young kid, and then like 20, 30, 25, 40 years later, you go back and you get it, and it's like, what'd they do to this? It doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste quite the same.
Oh, my God, a million. I would actually say the Whopper is that for me.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yes,
the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I remember the Whopper being so much better as a child whenever I would get it. Then when I was an adult, I was like, I've also attributed to the fact that we live in Chicago, where food and burgers are now like at this gourmet level where they're nationally ranked. And I've gone to these places, and then whenever you go to like a Burger King, you ask for like the Whopper, and you're, man, it just does not taste as good as like an Au Cheval burger or one of those really good places downtown.
Well, when I had the Kentucky Fried, it tasted to me exactly the same as it did when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
Which I thought, well, that's good. Oh, the Popeyes was fine. I got nothing against the Popeyes. By the way, I find one of the more intriguing things is, do you know where Popeyes chicken got its name? I'm not kidding.
The cartoon? The cartoon?
No. Many people assume that. Allow me to do my half-assed research, and it says, Alvin C. Copeland, who's the guy that started the whole thing, right?
True.
Claims he named the franchise after a character played by Gene Hackman in The French Connection.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall. What's my name?
Popeye Doyle. If he doesn't like you, he'll take you apart. And it's all perfectly legal.
I don't know.
That sounds pretty aggressive for a chicken place.
Well, I guess this guy really liked Popeye Doyle. And French Connection was a great movie, but that surprised me because I was going like, you know, Popeye the Sailor Man and all that kind of stuff. But no, Popeye
Doyle. I always wondered that. I was like, I always thought to myself, it's amazing that they can call themselves Popeyes and not have the, you know, the at least a caricature of Popeye on there.
Yeah, interesting. Very good point. I mean, KFC's got the Colonel, you know, and you'll always see some sort of version of the Colonel on all of its packaging.
Yeah, there's always like whatever. The caricature. There's something there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I will say this. Oh, go ahead. No, finish up.
No, I'm done.
I was going to say to you that I've loved both KFC and Popeyes throughout my childhood, so I think I was always able to get both. And I do remember in high school, I had a buddy that worked at KFC. It was in Nebraska, and he, for some reason, in this one KFC, there was like a buffet. And you could literally pay $10 and have like a buffet of KFC. The food, the biscuits, the potatoes. And, you know, you go out with your friends, you do what high school kids do, and that kind of food is a premium. Let me tell you that. It is an amazing thing to walk into a store and grab a plate of Popeyes and have all you can eat. But there is something to that KFC. It is like golden when it's fresh out of the fryer. And there is that certain kind of like crispiness to it. The KFC I always pictured it was a little too salty for me.
You know,
whenever I got done, I was always like, just too much salt. But KFC or Popeyes for me, just it just hits. That chicken, I can pretty much go down almost to the bone with that thing. And every time KFC, they come out with these cool new items and then take them away, feels like if something's at Popeyes, it's pretty much there to stay. If it's good, it's there to stay. And it's just Tuesdays, you get that two-piece combo with the beans. It's got the beans and rice, and it's just, I've been to Louisiana. I had Popeyes down there. It was so good. It makes me think of my time at Mardi Gras. There's never been a time I've walked away from a Popeyes and went, there was too much salt, there was too much this. It's always, man, that was good. I want to do that again.
We'll do more of the food fight, Popeyes versus KFC, when we lick our fingers and come back on 720 WGN.
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
That's right. John Landegger and Dan Levy here at 720 WGN. Just want to throw in, too, Jack Heinrich, who produces that hockey thing that comes on, had to stay tonight. He had to take his skates off. He had to unwrap his stick, so to speak, take a quick shower, come in, because Brandon's got a back spasm or something. So thanks, Jack.
Always thank you. Always happy to pinch hit with you guys. You know,
thank you, bud.
That's very nice. But please watch yourself crossing the blue line.
I will. I'll keep my head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys ever been inside of a Blackhawks locker room?
I have.
I have not.
There is a certain... I was there in 2010. I covered the Blackhawks. I covered them in 2010 with the Stanley Cup, and I remember being in their locker room trying to interview these players, and they would have this giant fan air out the goalie's equipment.
Oh, my God.
And that was a smell that I think it... I'm glad I had a child before that, because I don't think it would... I think there's nothing left after that.
It's
bad. Completely wiped out any kind of... trace of Levy I can give to somebody else.
All right. Well, let's get back to the food fight, which is Kentucky Fried Chicken versus Popeyes. Dan's got Popeyes. I've got Kentucky Fried. Now, I will say that Popeyes was started by the guy. He started it because he wanted to compete with Colonel Sanders and KFC. However, on the other hand, KFC was started by Colonel Sanders out of his house during the Depression. So I'm saying... that KFC has a touching story of its origin than Popeyes does.
True, yes, but I will say this. Finger looking good always sounded like a weird slogan to me. And to be honest,
that's because you never know where your fingers have been.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the Colonel's doing over there. And I think that love that chicken from Popeyes is such a catchy earworm. It's so good.
You know, I wonder if they picked Louisiana because Kentucky Fried Chicken was obviously Kentucky.
Probably.
So let's keep it. Let's keep it down here in the South.
You got to keep it in the South where they know how to fry chicken. You're right. You're right.
Well, yeah. Okay, so musical interludes. Well, don't got a lot to pick from, but we have a little thing, a little ditty I'm going to play for you now.
Yeah.
That's as far as I can go, although since everything's chicken, I thought, well, why not? You know, a little extra chicken never hurt. Okay, maybe a little extra chicken does hurt. I don't know. You know what? I don't think we have any totals tonight, because that's Brandon's job.
I can find you some totals. Oh,
we can find out. I don't know. Jack, do you have totals?
I got them.
Oh, good man.
Oh, you got?
He's got the scoreboard going.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got here?
So it's a landslide here for Popeyes. 73% of the people are agreeing with Dan here.
Yes.
I find that hard to believe.
Dan can fact check, but that's what the school is.
72% to 28%. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
I may have to storm the station and try to overthrow the election.
In the famous words of Bobby Boucher from The Waterboy, you're on, Colonel Sanders. You're Abdullah Abogada.
Well, that was I'm very surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, I am surprised in the world of fried chicken that it would not be closer than that. I mean, they are both so, like you said, and you put one against the other, I can't probably choose.
Well, you know what? So both of them are so far away from their original, from recipes. Their origins. They're like, not only that, but they're corporate. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Kentucky Fried is owned by Yum Brands.
But I will say that
owns Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
In that giant race of chicken sandwiches, that Popeye had the best spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I had that. That was very, very good.
That was amazing. That was an amazing chicken sandwich.
That's
very good,
I must say. So that's the food fight for tonight. Now, what do you want to do next week?
Ah, there is a litany of what you and I could do.
A litany.
A litany. Well, we can go very simple. We can go milkshake versus root beer floats. We can go
milkshake versus root beer floats.
Yeah. We can go iced tea versus iced coffee. We can go potato skins versus nachos. Mm-hmm. We can go iced burgers versus tacos.
Iced tea versus iced coffee.
Both are really good. I like both of those.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, the whole idea of iced. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Would cold brew qualify?
Yeah, we'll put that on the board.
Because, you know, it's not like over ice. But
it's a cold drink. It's the cold drink I would give you.
Yeah. Because, they actually brew it now, as I understand, to be served cold.
Yeah. Yes. And they are delicious.
They are delicious. Mm-hmm. And I think both of them pack a little extra punch, quite frankly,
if you're
looking for the caffeine. So which one would you like to be?
You know, you sound like you're going to go coffee. I'll go tea. I'm a big iced tea guy.
All right. I'm coffee. You're tea. That'll be the food fight. I think I'm losing my voice. Hold on a second while I hit the cough switch.
Well, if you'd like.
I'm back.
That'd be awesome if there was like a chicken sound.
Well, yeah, but that takes too much coordination. So
for today, it'd be good.
Iced tea versus iced coffee,
and I'll take
next
the tea.
Week on the food fight. Now, Dan, I understand that you have a podcast.
I have a podcast. It is called Barguments. Uh-huh. It is called Barguments, and what it is very similar to what you and I are doing. It's just taking topics and kind of going against each other and just having fun with the topic. And what we're going to do, because this one is too hot to do, it's the Caitlin Clark, the female basketball player for Iowa.
Wait a minute.
Could she play in the NBA next year?
The game, is that game over? Does somebody know?
Still, I think it's still in the process of.
They were in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's Iowa's winning by 8 with less than a minute left.
Oh, man.
So they're going to go
to
the
Final Four. I was watching that. I'm going
to
tell you something. Could Caitlin Clark play in the NBA? No.
If you had the last pick of the NBA draft,
there's no way. There's just no way. No way.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to confine it to 3-point shots.
I mean, it's a shooter's league these days, so there's not a lot of people banging boards anymore.
But it's also a physical game. And I'm telling you, I've been watching Caitlin Clark games for all season. And they take on LSU. And I don't know what the refs in basketball, what they think constitutes a foul. But I am telling you, when I played basketball and if somebody banged into me or I banged into somebody, that was a foul. These players are like mauling each other and getting no calls. I mean, it's serious.
If
that's the way they want to play it, then hey.
So be it. But they have loosened it up for the shooters. They like those guys shooting those threes, and it's become more of a shooter league. I don't know.
Have you seen how far Caitlin Clark can shoot a 3-point shot?
Oh, she broke the record on the logo, which is unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, it is astounding. But she couldn't stand the he couldn't handle the speed, I think, or the physicality of the NBA.
The physicality would be so different, I agree with
you. Oh, my God. And I think she's only 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
You know, she's got that going for her. She's got a lot of things going for her, quite frankly. And
but a trip to the NBA?
No. But
if I had the very last pick of the NBA draft, I might take her.
What, just for the publicity?
Publicity of it, and if she starts, if she even scores maybe 6 points a game, it would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't
see it. 6 feet tall.
I don't see it. No, she's not. I think she's one of the best basketball players I've ever seen, and it has a lot more to do than just making 3 point shots.
She's
an assist. She's an assist master.
She's a marvel.
She makes passes to her open teammates that you would not believe. It's astounding. What do you got, Jack? Have they won yet? Have they lost?
No, there's still 14 seconds left. They're up by
10. Is Iowa losing?
No,
Iowa losing?
They're winning. They're up by 10. They're up by 10.
With 14 seconds left and they're winning by 10?
Yep.
Well,
so it's pretty much over.
I'm pretty sure that they will.
That's a wrap.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
I was watching that game until we came on the air tonight, and it was great. It was a brutal, brutal game. Anyway, Sam Panayiotovich is coming on tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that with him. Plus,
nice.
They've got these really screwy new rules that are going to go into effect in the NFL. It's just mind-boggling. I don't have time to get into it now. But tomorrow with Sam, we certainly will.
Tell him I said hello.
I will. Enjoy your iced tea there, my friend, and I will see you.
Sir, you and I will cold brew it off, and I'm going to enjoy this one. This will be fun.
All right, then. There he goes. There's Dan.